Sweetheart, I know it's late and I know that you're asleep. So I guess you'll get this message when you wake up. But the fact is, it's 2:30 in the morning and I can't sleep. I took a shower after I worked out and before I went to bed, and have to be honest. I got so upset. Do you remember that bruise that you gave me? The one that was, right inside of my right arm? The one that is shaped like your thumbprint? Well, a week ago it was black, and then it was blue, and then purple, and yellow. Now it's almost gone. It's almost gone. I'm never without some kind of bruise from you. I love them. I love the physical reminders of the sex that we had. Normally it doesn't bother me when one of these bruises goes away, but this one, there's no bruise to replace it with. It's been too long, and it's going to be too long yet. You remember when you gave me that bruise? Do you remember how it was? There were a few matching marks on my ass. Because I think I mouthed off to you or something like that. I can't honestly remember, but I remember the sensation. I remember hearing that belt whip through the air. I remember feeling the sting when it connected with my ass. I remember the edge in your voice. It wasn't stern. Yeah, that's what it really was. It was stern. It wasn't angry. It wasn't violent. But it was intense. I don't honestly remember what you were punishing me for. I remember it was some tiny little indiscretion that really had nothing to do with anything. I don't even really think that you were all that upset. I think that you just really needed to mark me before you left. And you did. Now, I know that that bruise healed a lot faster than the ones on my arms. And all that's left is the one that's on the soft, translucent skin on the underside of my arms. Do you remember giving it to me? After you finished with the belt, I don't even remember how many it was. But I do remember that it hurt and I needed you. And you untied my wrists and you let me curl up on the bed. And then you laid down behind me. And you whispered loving things in my ears. And you stroked my hair. And you ran those strong hands, capable of so much pain and so much pleasure. You ran them up and down my arm, up over my sides, over my hip. You slipped it backwards and caressed my ass, and then you pulled it forwards to cup my pussy. You reassured me. You made me feel whole again. And then you rolled me back over, and I so willingly complied. I needed you. Oh, I needed your love at that moment. I needed to feel you inside me. I needed your body and mine. And I remember that we kissed slowly. And all I wanted to do was look in your eyes. See that man that I just love unconditionally. For whom I would do anything. The only man I'll ever call sir. And I told you that I wanted you to make love to me, sir. I asked, please. And you did. You rolled over on top of me. Feeling that delicious weight of your body on me. Oh, I couldn't even stand it. Oh my god, I wrapped my legs around your thighs so quickly. I remember digging my heels into your ass, just trying to pull you forward into me. I remember it got so feverish so quickly. And then you took my arms and you put them above my head. And you held me there. Your fingers and your thumbs digging into the upper parts of my arms. That kind of pain that I knew was going to hurt me later on. But it felt so fucking good. I needed it in that minute. I needed it so badly. And then you drove into me. And you were no longer sir, and I was no longer your pet. You were you, and I was me. And all I needed was you. More than anything. And when we came, it was like time slowed down. It was like the air got thicker, like we were underwater. Every sensation was amplified. Oh God, when you came in my body, I could feel the way that your muscles tightened. I could feel the way that you everything tensed, but more so than that, I could feel the way that you let go with me. I've been looking at that bruise every day in the shower for the last week, and it's always been the reminder of that night. To be honest, I don't need the reminder because it's burned into me. But I do wish that you would get home soon so that you could give me another bruise.